You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And welcome back to the final hour. It's been an entertaining show. Kirk Herbstreit has been with us. Bruce Feldman, Jim Donnan, the former Georgia coach. Let's get back to the callers and check in with Pierre, who is in Birmingham. Hello, Pierre.
Hey, Paul. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you. I'm a first-time caller, man.
Thank you.
And I got in on my first try.
Well, that is wonderful.
And I was an Auburn fan for a few years, but that was because my ex-wife. But anyway, man, I grew up an Alabama fan. I came back to be an Alabama fan, especially when I knew they was going to do pretty good this year and play Georgia. So I'm still happy about the effort that Alabama gave this year, even in the Iron Bowl. You know, so you can't hats off to Georgia for winning. But, you know, they played a hurt Alabama team, basically.
Well, yeah, Pierre, come on. Georgia had, lost one of its top defensive players about a month ago due to some legal issues, Pickens. Georgia lost its quarterback. I mean, the starting quarterback went down, and Stetson Bennett. I mean, there was a moment that I think it was before the UAB game. There was speculation Georgia was down to its third-string quarterback. They overcame a lot of things, and so did Alabama. But when you're in Alabama's shoes, Pierre, and it was a tough break to lose their 1-2 receiver, but somebody's got to step up. That's how you win a national championship. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. And let's move along and talk to Bubba, who is in North Carolina. Hello, Bubba.
Hey, Paul. How's it going, buddy?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, I'm a diehard Tennessee fan. Always will be. I just want to congratulate Georgia on their national championship. It's well-deserved and earned. One thing impressed me about that game other night was the speed of the defenses, defenses. They look like NFL players out there. It was relentless. I do have a question about this transfer portal, though. When these kids come out and go into the portal, is their scholarship immediately pulled from that school they're leaving?
I don't know if it's absolute because, you know, some do come back. I guess if they're able to come back. But, yeah, I think once you go in there, you run the risk. I don't think there's a guarantee that you're going to get one back.
Yeah, honestly, if that's the case, I think they need to immediately rescind their scholarship as soon as they enter the portal.
I totally agree.
Because they're obviously not committed to that program or that team. And if they die like fruit on the vine in the portal and never get to another opportunity, that's their decision.
Absolutely.
But I would not leave a scholarship hanging out there for a kid that doesn't want to be here.
No, you will see.
And that's just my take.
Sometimes a coach will bring a player back, but I do think you run that risk when you dive in that pool. Kip is up next in Ohio. Hello, Kip.
Good afternoon, Paul. So nice to talk with you.
Thank you.
I managed to make it. I'm a UGA grad, class of 85. Clark Central grad, actually, from Athens. They went there for a couple years. Got a chance to go to the game in Indy this week with my brother and my nephew. They still live down in Athens, and it was just a glorious thing. It was just one of the best things I've ever been to. I remember during the championship year, I had just moved to Athens, and so I got a job. One of my high school teachers was setting up selling Cokes at the Georgia game. So I remember selling Cokes during the 1980 season.
Oh, my.
I always got the award for selling the most peanuts because you could sell Cokes. And we had some boys, and they could carry three racks of Cokes. So I figured, well, I could sell peanuts. And so I was the only guy who sold peanuts. And they were always unsalted peanuts at the Georgia game. And so it was, you know, that was a glorious year.
How can you sell unsalted peanuts at a football game?
Yeah, I never liked them. I never liked them. But, you know, the other Georgia memory I'll share with you was when I went to UGA, you know, I was involved in student government. And we had a conference at Penn State in 1983. And Joe Paterno made it a special point to call out the maybe it was 84, call out the Georgia delegation and give us a really hard time, making sure that we knew that he had beaten us the year before.
I would say you probably knew that.
We had figured that out, but Coach Paterno certainly made sure that made sure when he was giving his talk to call us out.
That is very,
which I'm not sure if that was intended to be a compliment or not, but we got an apology from the conference organizers.
Thanks for the call. Eugene in Duluth is on the air. Go right ahead.
Paul, so glad to speak with you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to just say, go you Harry National Champion Bulldogs.
How about that?
It's just fantastic, Paul. We're all just thrilled to death. It's I'm particularly glad to speak to you because, you know, I've had the pleasure of speaking to you throughout the season and throughout the seasons, plural. And, we felt very confident, frankly, even after Alabama put the whipping on us in the SEC championship game, because we knew that Kirby was going to figure out how to undo that bad loss, and he did. And boy, he just put it to the players. He said, "Look, this is your time," and they bought into it. And Paul, it's just a wonderful thing. It's been a long time coming, Paul, but we're just thrilled to death.
Yeah, you're right. I kept watching Kirby Smart in the days after that, and he never changed one thing. The next day in the interviews, when the CFP came out, he was calm and cool. I would have had a hard time talking after losing that game. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Gary is up next in Texas. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Well, thank you.
I got to say first, I love your show, watch it all the time.
Thank you.
And you're a great representative for the greatest conference, the Southeast Conference. But I was going to say, you know, on this Georgia-Alabama deal, I went to Alabama, and I'm proud for Kirby Smart. I'm glad that he won a national championship. You know, and they can't forget the fact that we beat them in the Southeast Conference championship 24.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like it's the end of the world. And I look forward to many years with Kirby Smart in Alabama. Alabama will be back in the playoffs next year, I can almost promise you. Like Herb Street said, Saban is the best coach, and he can adapt to any situation and make the best of it. And look at all the offensive and defensive coordinators he's had. It changes every 2 years. And one thing that remains constant, like Herb Street said, was Coach Saban. He is the glue that binds the whole program together. And I think that Kirby learned from the best. I think he was with them for 4 national titles. So I'm proud for them, and I'm proud for Georgia. And God bless them.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful call. Mary is in Birmingham. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I tried to call in yesterday because I was not going to be a sour grapes Bama fan. I just know that we've had a great run, and it's not over yet. But I wanted to congratulate Georgia. they did play better that second time. The first time we, you know, we manhandled them, and I was shocked, you know, at how well we played. But there again, you know, that is the way football is. You never know when you go out on the field who is up, and they were. You know, I think Kirby said we're hungry, and that's what they wanted. But to me, the saddest part was I was so excited about the possibility of building another Habitat for Humanity house. That's what Miss Terry and right. Coach Saban do, as you know, because they did the special on the 18 that they built. So I was disappointed from that aspect. And also for poor Bryce, I just think he's taken this defeat all on himself. And it's a team win and it's a team loss. So
well,
I just
well, Mary,
wanted to say that.
I don't, you know, there's no way Bryce should take it. I mean, he was running for his life most of the game. He had perfect throws that were not caught. I think he did his part. I mean, the pick six at the end, yeah, sure it mattered. Could he have? I never believed for a second though that Alabama was going down there to score and get a 2-point conversion. It could have been a little more interesting, but. That team was not built. The personnel on the field, I didn't think were capable of that. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We continue right here with more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are back. We still have about 45 minutes, and we appreciate you dropping by. And GW is in Georgia. GW, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. I'm the first time, caller. Been watching and listening for a very long time. And
thank
I'm going
to
tell you, it feels good to be a Bulldog this week. You know, the game has changed so much. I look back on my days when I was going to Southern Tech. I was sitting in the teak house watching Herschel Walker just run over people. Now, I didn't see a lot of running over, even though we had some of it this week. But I'm telling you, it was an exciting game up to like the last few minutes of the game. And it was just pounding each other out. But one thing that we don't need in college football is a halftime show that looks like those folks in the pros. You know, I just thought that was terrible. We don't need that. We need to keep the game pure.
What happened at halftime?
Oh, it's just like you thought you was watching the Super Bowl. They had some, you know.
Was that the Katy Perry video that you're talking about?
Something like that, yeah, whatever her name is. But the bottom line is we need to keep it pure. It's great. It's the greatest sport there is right now that we haven't screwed up. And I'm telling you, I agree with what Bubba said about the portal. If your heart isn't in it, let's get out. Move on. But more importantly, let's talk about the SEC. The SEC just rules. There's nobody else that can compare to it. So that's all I got to say, and I really enjoyed your show, and let's look on to fall and see what happens then. It was a great win this week, but hey, the fall will be here before we know it, and we can get after it again.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Let's talk to T-Lane in Georgia. Hello, T-Lane.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want to say that there's a new King Kong, and it ain't legend. Did Muhammad Ali, all that mess, I'm just tired of hearing it. Georgia finally beat them. We don't have a midget for a quarterback. Kirby Smart finally did it. And I just wanted to let the world know, because everybody's watching you right now. Everybody's listening right now. That King Kong's gone. We got a new King Kong, Kirby Smart.
Thank you very much, T-Lane. All right. King Kong. Tim is up next. Hello, Tim. Tim, you there? Let me try one more. Tim, I think. Tim, let's try you again.
Okay. I'm a first-time caller. I love your show, Paul.
Thank you.
I'm a big Alabama fan, but I wanted to congratulate Georgia and Kirby Smart for winning the championship. If Nick and Alabama couldn't do it, then I just soon let and have more Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs win.
Thank you very much. That's what I love about Alabama. I'm not being critical, but Alabama fans, the first let Kirby Smart win. Some things don't change, do they? Sam is in Texas. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Paul. This is my first time getting through on the television. I used to get through on your radio show all the time.
That's great. Glad to have you on.
I just want to say that it's painfully obvious today that most Auburn and Georgia fans either went to the school or have family ties to the school. And most Alabama fans either went to high school or have ties to a high school.
I'm tongue-tied. I'm sorry, Sam. That rarely happens to me. Thank you for the call. I will say this about that. I don't care if you've been to Athens or Tuscaloosa or anywhere else. You are welcome and entitled to be a fan of any school. I've never liked that, he or she did not go to school here. That's what makes college football so great, that you can choose a team. A lot of people, I don't want to be on a soapbox here, do not have the opportunity to go to a college. It's just not possible. And the reasons are many. And I just think it's unfair to paint a broad brush the fact that you didn't go to a school that you have no right to be. I think if you're an Alabama fan, you have a PhD from there, or if you've never been on the campus, you have the same right to be a fan of that university. And I have known people that are, that will spend more money a year on T-shirts and coffee mugs and driving to games across the country than the ones who sit in the president's box. Let's check out Trey, who is up next. Hey, Trey, good afternoon.
How are you, my friend?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Man, that's probably one of the worst calls of the New Year's, Paul.
Trey, what I really wanted to tell the guy was,
I mean,
this show,
what
not,
you got to go to the school to be a fan,
on,
Paul?
On PhD candidates, okay?
I mean, I graduated from the University of South Alabama. I'm a South Alabama fan, and I'm an Alabama fan. But I mean, wow, yeah. That. Exactly. Hey, Paul, I want to ask you a question here. I don't know if it's ironic or if it's just been figured out by some of these colleges. I think it's ironic. None of the four schools had any players miss any game or time because of COVID.
Yeah, that's a good
point. None of them.
That's just, I'm sure that's a coincidence.
Well, Paul, and Alabama last year didn't have anybody miss. No. So my question to you is, Paul, and I'm going to put it on you, and I know you have
lay it
to
on me, brother.
Watch your I know you have to watch your politics sometimes. No,
not anymore.
You know, we got
that was yesterday. I'm a free man. I'm okay. A free bird.
You can cheer for who you want to now, right? Paul, but NFL, NBA, NHL, they all got COVID. Everybody got COVID. How in the world is it Alabama and these four teams have figured it out?
Let me break it down for you, Trey. There are two ways to find out you have COVID. No, there's two ways there's a lot of ways to get COVID. But the worst way to learn that you have COVID, you know what it is?
Go get tested.
To be tested. So
yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
That's the one that's going to bring you down every time.
I'm being serious when I say this now.
I tell you
Paul,
what, I had somebody in the medical field tell me this Monday night as I was at the stadium. What was 70,000 people? This person told me that I got to watch my gender here. That this person would not be surprised if 75% of the people in Lucas Oil Stadium would test positive for COVID if you gave them a test coming out of the stadium. And that would include the players.
I'm going to throw this at you. If these four teams or Alabama last 2 years didn't have any player, if they can figure it out, which I don't think they have, how come our government can't figure it out?
Well, you're asking the government. I mean, you know, I look at things that, you know, if I ask you a question, Trey, it's none of my business to ask you about your finances. But if you can balance your checkbook and pay your bills on time, you're doing pretty well. Have you seen how deeply in debt the government is right now?
Yes, I have.
What are they, trillions of dollars in debt?
You got to understand.
You're going to invest. You're going to trust a group of people that are $3 trillion in debt to run public health.
Well, I have to go back and give you an answer to that. According to the last caller, I'm an Alabama fan. I can't balance my checkbook. According to the last caller, so I don't know anymore.
Yeah. Well. So,
anyway, good to talk to you, my friend. I was just thinking about the COVID situation.
Monday night, I feel great, and I have no symptoms other than a little fatigue from petty callers. We will be right back. 30 minutes remaining.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back. Good to have you with us. And Les is more. I don't know. Les is in Alabama. Hello, Les.
Hey, it's Les Koo. How you doing, Paul? It's a privilege to come on your show.
Thank you very much. Great to have you with us.
Listen, I want to tell you something. There's a lot of people out there fighting and screaming and yelling at each other over these football games, and there ain't no reason to do that. I'm 75 years old. I've been watching Alabama since Johnny Musso. I remember when Bear Bryant and Wally Butts almost got in deep water because they tried to accuse them of fixing football games.
Right.
After Bear Bryant left, we suffered, partner. We didn't win any national championships. We had to fight, and we went a long, dry spell. Long dry spell. Now, we've been riding that gravy train thanks to Nick Saban, and it's been great. But these people down here in Alabama are gracious people. They're not like these people that are yelling and screaming and talking about Georgia not being worth a nickel. Georgia whooped their asses, and it's just plain and simple. But there are extenuating circumstances. We lost two of the top receivers in the nation. Well, that's hard to recover from, but you don't lay down, you don't quit. Saban said at the halftime, these young boys are going to get an opportunity to play. What they do, they drop the football every time it's thrown to them. Well, that happens. They're kids. But, boy, what a privilege it was to be there. What a privilege it is that the SEC's won it again.
Yeah, that can't be lost, Les. And the fact that, you know, think about, you know, we're talking about Georgia, but this is 3 years in a row that, a different SEC team has won. I mean, that's in an age where we fixate on one or two schools. That's pretty remarkable. That's more than pretty remarkable. Tracy is in Louisiana. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. This is Tracy Graham. I am a pastor in Louisiana, and I got a confession of a sin, and then I've got to offer my services to legend.
Please,
first of all,
pastor, tell me your sin.
My sin is I didn't pull for the SEC West. I started watching the game as an LSU fan. I felt obligated to pull for Alabama to support SEC West. As I watched, I just said, I can't do it. I've hated them for so long because they're so good. And so I pulled for Georgia.
Tracy, let me help you with that. And I don't have any position other than the host of this program. But I am going to grant you absolution on that. Because I don't think in my SEC bylaws, it says you have to pull for a division rival. I think when it's an all SEC battle, you're not under any canon law. I know I'm going Catholic on you here, but I don't know.
That's okay.
I'd be lost.
I'm a good Southern Baptist.
Okay, well then let me assure you, I'd be very lost. So I think you're good. That's my read on it.
Well, the other thing I wanted to offer was my pastoral counseling service to the legend. I feel like he's really in a bad place. And, you know, we can get off the phone afterwards. I can give you my number and just give it to him because I feel like he needs some help, you know. And my heart goes out to him because he's obviously gotten twisted and just not in a good place.
Well, Tracy, let me ask you this, and I realize this is a sports show, but we have been known to have pastors on this program over the years, and it's been one of my favorite parts of the program. In the event that, you know, we are unable to give him some private counseling, and I feel like I need some as well because I took play. I was a party to it, so therefore I feel like I have sinned as well. Can you help me, and maybe through talking to me, others, including the actor formerly known as Legend, will learn and benefit?
Well, I think you just have to love one another. You know, I think that love covers a multitude of sin. And so, and plus, it's good. It's good radio, good TV, good rating. So,
now you're talking my language, and I watch television evangelists. And as you know, one of the most famous of all time was in your state many years ago. And
yes, down south.
And you may have known him, but to be a great television evangelist, you have to have a message, of course, but you also have to be aware that the cameras are on. And
that's right. That's
I had a very famous minister tell me once that he would, and you tell me if you've ever done this, he would. If he saw the audience nodding off, he would suddenly raise his voice very high, and all of a sudden, everybody in the front row would jerk, like look up.
That's right. You got to be aware of your audience. That's no doubt about it. You got to be aware of your audience. I don't get louder. I'll just call them out. Say, hey, we awake. We still awake. I know that your team lost. And, you know, SEC football has a dramatic effect. Saturday night, what happens at Saturday night football has a major impact on what happens Sunday morning. You can see it all over them. If their team didn't win,
Tracy,
if LSU didn't win.
You said, are you in the northern part of this? Where are you in Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm north of Shreveport, which is just about 3 hours east of Dallas.
Okay, well, I have a pretty good idea. I used to live in northwest Louisiana, so I have a pretty good idea where you are.
Yeah, that's where we are, northwest Louisiana.
If LSU loses a heartbreaker on Saturday night to Alabama, do you alter your message on Sunday morning a little bit?
Yeah, it's more like a funeral. It changes drastically.
I was at a funeral once, literally a family member on a Sunday morning in a church in Alabama had lost a terrible game, and the minister just flat out addressed it. He said, "I know a lot of you are sad," and I'm thinking to myself, it was my wife's grandmother. I'm like going, "We just lost our grandmother, and you're talking about Alabama football? I mean, man, get back to your message here, buddy."
Yeah. I always tell them, I say, "Look, if you can't worship Jesus when your team lost, you got a priority problem. You got an idol. Go deal with it."
Well, I appreciate, Pastor, you coming on. And please be with us often. This show needs a little religious awakening.
All right. And then tell Legend I'll be praying for him. But I will. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you very much. We go from Pastor. This is the second time this has happened, by the way. What was his name? This happened the night that Cecil passed away. We had a pastor call in, and everybody was unbelievably sad. And I went from the pastor, and this got a lot of national attention. I said, "Thank you very much, Pastor. That was a beautiful eulogy." Squirrel is next.
You know, I did see those tweets. Some people copied me in on those tweets, and I guess that's probably the closest I ever come to going viral, maybe. Who knows? But you know, I don't worry about things like that. And it is an honor to follow a man of God. And love one another is my personal motto. So we're all just tying everything in. And it's good that he's praying for Legend. I mean, man, I'm worried about your boy. Here you got one of your Hall of Fame callers threatening to slap you.
Yeah, this is no time after a man of God to call in and make false accusations, but
I'm
going to stand up for Legend in this regard. I feel like there may have been some evil interference.
We know who that could be.
Yeah, because he is even when Legend and I have had tete-a-tetes before, I think he was dealing with some bad information, and I only know one person that could lie and mislead the truth.
We know who that is. Yeah, he's well documented. Yeah, he's well documented. But one of the Legend's problems, and I knew it was coming, is that he had no respect for his opponent. Not his opponent, Alabama's opponent. And he had no respect for Georgia. And the reason he had no respect for an opponent is because he's never had an opponent in his life. I mean, when Laura Rutledge made that video in Tuscaloosa a month or two ago wearing that Alabama uniform on the field, that 20-second video, that's 20-second more field time documentation than Legend has ever had. So he's not as smart about football as he claims to be, and he really needs to humble himself, and I think all this is humbling him. So, again, it's funny to me. And I know it hurts you because I know he's one of your boys.
Well, it does hurt when there's Bama on Bama crime.
Well, that's every day on this show, so it shouldn't hurt you too bad.
This is a sad time in the Bama Nation. I feel like we should all come together, Squirrel, and be there for each other as opposed to,
I am there. I prayed for him the other day. I prayed for him on Friday.
Okay.
So I'm there. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Great show. Aloha.
Squirrel, many, many thanks for bringing a little bit of levity. We've had a pastor and a squirrel. Who knows what's next? How about a Patrick? Patrick Young will join us.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, Patrick, the heavy question I have to ask you to start is who should the Jags hire as their next football coach? I know you're a big Jags fan.
Oh, man, why'd you put me on the spot for that one? It'd be really nice to have someone that's had a little bit more experience in coaching in the NFL.
You got to be careful now, you know, being a Florida guy here.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and I know Byron Leftwich was in conversation for a while. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's – I mean, I would love to see him.
Yeah.
I was in the stands cheering him on.
A lot of people love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Bill O'Brien from Alabama has been mentioned. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean,
Peterson, former Eagles coach.
Okay, yeah, it's just an organization that's dug itself in some holes with some really bad draft picks over the last few years. So we're going to have to wait for.
I've never coached in the NFL, but I really believe I could have done what the former coach did.
I mean, yeah, it was a spectacle. It was a spectacle. Just wish things could have been. He could have at least been able to finish out the season with as much drama and things going on around him. But, he lost the trust of his players. Once that happens, it's a big deal. Yeah.
Speaking about having the trust of their players, let me start with Bruce Pearl and what he is doing. A big win last night at Alabama.
Oh, man. I mean, they look sensational from top down, from Wendell Green, the transfer, scoring 19 points. I think he scored 54 points in his last three games. Jabari Smith. And the expectation for this Auburn team was they just need to weather the storm before Alan Flanagan comes back. The star that they had the last two seasons, and because he had his Achilles injury, they were actually fine without him. And how he's just – I was like, how is he going to fit into this already great team? But Bruce Pearl from top down, I mean, Walker Kessler down in the paint, even he got in foul trouble last night off the bench. The big guy, I think Dylan is his first name, Hammer's last name, but he came in and impacted the game as well. Bruce Pearl has – I mean, they honestly, in my opinion, should be number one team in the country right now.
I mean, when you go into a place like that and win, and they've had some other big wins too, that was like the game, though, that everybody like, ooh.
Yeah, this isn't the Alabama team of old.
Right. Okay.
They're shooting – they're same style of play that they've always had since Nate Oates has been there. 3-and-D, get the shots up, get it out quick, up and down the floor, pressure. But they're just not shooting it well enough this year, especially looking at Javon Quinterly. He was shooting at about 44% from three last year, and he's shooting almost 25%. So you wouldn't say he's regressed, but it seems like it's not an emphasis on the quality of three-point shots that they're getting. It's just like analytics say get up as many as you can, and they don't defend. They don't guard as well as they did last year, losing the seniority of Herb Jones.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great team.
As far as being a five-loss team, they are probably the best in the country right now.
Let's look ahead quickly to tonight. A lot of games. I know you'll be watching them all, but which games are you paying the most attention to?
Well, you probably got to look at the first one, Florida and LSU. Florida's hasn't won. They've probably had the toughest start in SEC conference play. Right now, having Alabama and Auburn, and now they have LSU, another team that's playing great in one of the top defensive teams in the country. I'm not sure if Xavier Pinson is going to be playing. He's a huge factor for that team. But Florida, I mean, Coach White needs this win. The Gators need this win. LSU, they've been sensational. They've bounced back after that Auburn loss where they scored 1 point in the first 10 minutes of that game. But that's the one I'm going to be really keyed in on.
We have Georgia and Mississippi State following us. You'll be, of course, handling that game. Both programs have had moments this year.
Yeah, they've had moments. I think this has really been tough for Tom Crean. A lot of his players transferring out of Georgia, as well as having some injuries with some contributing guys. But he is a guy that his players love to play for him. I really like what Mississippi State has going on for them with Coach Howland. I was surprised to see them get beaten so badly by Ole Miss, but they couldn't miss. it was a great game, but both of these teams, if anyone, I'll say Mississippi State is on the cusp of making the tournament for sure. Down year for Georgia.
Let me ask you about we saw Tennessee and Kentucky last night. Not surprised by either one, but how do you assess their chances right now?
Oh my goodness, have you seen Oscar Tshiebwe? He's unbelievable. He had 30 and 13. He makes it look so easy. He's not one of these high flying above the rim, but he is. His strengths are just so far above anyone else's when it comes to him being down in the paint. And now the pieces around him, even with Xavier Wheeler not playing, leading the SEC in assists, Ty Washington looks sensational. They have Keon Brooks is now being pretty consistent, knocking shots down. When it goes to Tennessee, they did have a bad loss not so long ago. Coach Rick Barnes had to really challenge John Fulkerson, being the guy that decided to come back for his fifth year. And okay. I understand. I get it. You know, he's not a shooter. He's a little undersized. But one thing that can never be in question for him is your energy and effort. Oh, and amazing. Coach Barnes, he's going to bounce back. He's a sensation. I love him to death, though. Yeah. As a guy that doesn't know him, just from what I hear.
We got a chance to meet him in Knoxville this year. So entertaining.
Yeah.
So charismatic. Now, that has nothing to do with your basketball ability, but he has great ability.
He shouldn't have cut it. If he cut his hair and then, just like Samson, he lost his strength.
Exactly. Patrick, with all the jokes, we'll be watching Patrick at halftime and after the games and between the games. A lot to do. Patrick, come back. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
What a pleasure to have you. And we are done. What an afternoon. What a 4 hours of conversation. We will do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the basketball tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.